Shalom Aleichem and welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Baha'aloscha. During the lockdown, when people were not permitted to go to shul, there many who had an attitude and said, look, we are supposed to do Ratzon Hashem. If Hashem's Ratzon is we go to shul, we go to shul. If Hashem's Ratzon is we stay home, we stay home. Our job is Ratzon Hashem. It's important to know that that attitude is correct. And that attitude is incorrect. And I want to explain, because it's in this week's parasha. In this week's parasha, the Tamei LeNefesh Adam, people that were Tamei, came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Lama di gara, why should we be any worse? Why can't we bring a Karban Chatos? They complained. Now, why didn't they just say, look, it's Ratzon Hashem that we bring a Karban Pesach. And if it's Ratzon Hashem that we don't, the rule is if you're tar, you bring a Karban Pesach. If you're not tar, you don't bring a Karban Pesach. Why didn't they just say, look, if Ratzon Hashem we bring it, we bring it. If we're Tameh, we're not supposed to bring it, so we don't bring it. It's all the same. It's Ratzon Hashem. They didn't say that. The question is, why didn't they say it? It seems to be correct. Rav Druk brings, quoting Rav Gedalia Shor, a Maimer Chazal, Ha'uyanuka deloiboi lemikrav legabaya d'Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'uyanuka, there was a child. Deloiboi lemikrava legabaya d'Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Yehuda. He refused to walk up to these two great people, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum deloikoro kriyashma ben Yunusei. Seems the child was a holy child. And he sensed the loikoro kriyashma ba'anusei, that they didn't read kriyashma in the proper time. They missed his man kriyashma that day. He wouldn't walk over to them. So they asked Rabbi Yitzchak, what happened? Omar vadi hachihav, it's true. We missed his man kriyashma. But I have a reason. Ishtadlina boi bahadei chasim v'chala. We were busy taking care of a chasim and a kala. We were oisik b'mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. Now, I'm sure Rabbi Yitzchak is right. They were oisik b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah. Says Rav Druk, why didn't this child say, there's nothing wrong with them. When they're supposed to read kriyashma, they read kriyashma. When it's Ratzon Hashem, they're on kriyashma, they don't read kriyashma. It's all the same. We see from this chazal that it's not that way. That even if the halacha is, you don't have to read kriyashma, because you're an oisik b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah, it's still missing that Kedusha is still missing by the people. And this Yanuka, who was apparently a holy child and could sense on Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda that something was missing, something wasn't there. There has to be a sense of mourning, of sadness, that a person misses a mitzvah. So too, Loma Nigara. They said, it's true. But Tomei, and the halach is we don't bring a Korban Pesach. But Loma Nigara, why should we be inferior? We're inferior. We're missing to be able to bring a Korban Pesach. Rav Druk brings an incident with a bacher in one of the yeshivas HaKadoshes in Europe who asked his mashgiach a question before Rosh Hashanah. He said, in my hometown, they sent me a message that there is no tokeya. There's no one that can blow shayfa. I'm the only one in town who knows how to blow. Should I go home for Rosh Hashanah? I want to be in yeshiva. And the Mashgiach told him, Vadai, you have to go. No question. When he returned, the Mashgiach treated him a bit coldly. He said, Rebbe, why aren't you warm to me? What did I do wrong? I wasn't in yeshiva for davening, but that's what you told me is the right thing to do. The Mashgiach responded to him, it's true, but I don't see the sense that you have, that you missed something, that there was something lacking. You didn't have a yeshiva Rosh Hashanah. You didn't have a yeshiva davening on Rosh Hashanah. It's missing. It should be missing by you. There should be a sense that something was missing, even though it was bad. That's the way it should be by a person. A person sometimes is in a situation where he's not obligated to do a mitzvah. Sometimes it happens that way. A person should feel that he's missing. It's not enough to say, look, it's Rosh Hashanah, I do daven minyan, I don't daven minyan, I'm happy either way. Well, it's correct. It's Rosh Hashanah either way. That's what you do. But there has to be a sense that something's missing. If I may dare say, and Rav Juk said this often, I heard it from him. He said, when a chassid walks in, oh, we're not saying tachton today. Hallelujah. Wonderful day. Yom Tov. No, no. Of course, it's correct. You don't say tachton. But you're missing tachton. It's a day in which you're missing. Tachton is significant. Tachton is a menschman esrei. It's another davening. What a beautiful, beautiful lesson. And Rav Druk ends by telling us, G'dayla tamatayri yaitzem atzals nefashis. Mordechai didn't learn because he went to save Klal Yisrael. Did he do the right thing? Yes. He had to save Klal Yisrael. But the Chachamim Pirshu Minei Lamaisa, he was not learning as much as he would normally be learning. His level of scholarship went down. They didn't say, well, when Hashem says to him, learn, that's Ratzon in Hashem. When Hashem says, go save Klal Yisrael, that's Ratzon in Hashem. What's the difference? They didn't say that. He said, he's missing his learning. Something is missing. Something is not there. And that should be a sense, an attitude that we have. When we think back about a lockdown, we should have that sense that it was a time we were missing a level of Rachmei Shemayim, of davening with Minyan. We were missing something. Something wasn't there that should have been there. Let's move on. Let's move on to something in Dar Gadal Yo from Rav Shor. Beautiful, one of the most beautiful pieces in the whole Or Gedal Yo, page Kuf Yudal, Kuf Tezov, Kuf Tezayin. He explains Tanufas HaLevim, as you know, the Levim were lifted up to be Mekadosh them. Matter of fact, according to most Rishonim, they were physically raised, physically lifted. It seems that way from the Gemara. Why? Why go through physically lifting the Levim? It needs some kind of explanation. The appreciation of the fact that every lady got picked up, every adult, not a child, adult got picked up physically. For what? Needs an explanation. Rav Shor brings a diuk of the Nitziv. The Rambam says that at the end of Sefer Zeraim, that Lo Shevet Levi Bulvad, it's not only the Levian that could be on this special level. Ela kol ish ve'ish, mikol ba'ei olam. Every human being, asher nod varucha yaisai, whose spirit has told him, la'ibodel, to separate himself, la'amid lefnei Hashem, l'sharsei lo avdai, to serve God, l'dasas Hashem, to know God, harizen niskadesh kodesh kadoshim. He's holy, he's the holiest of holy. And God will be his chalk. Not only Levim, it's everybody. But the diuk is from the language of the Rambam. His spirit told him, separate from the world. Zokta Nitziv, that separation, that hachona to kedusha, that lifts him up. Zokta Rav Shor, when the Aaron HaKohen lifted up a Levi, picked it up, he said, I'm not just picking up your body. Ishusai, your personality, your essence, your spirit has to be lifted. You have to be a hecher mensch. You have to be a higher person, a different person. A hecher mensch. The tenufa was symbolic of it. Aaron picked me up. Aaron HaKohen picked me up. He lifted me up and said, I'm separated from Klal Yisrael to be on a higher level of Kedusha. A hecher mensch, that's a golden life. Sometimes it's hard to have a goal to be the world's biggest Talmud Chacham. Sometimes it's hard to have a goal to be the world's best davener. But to be a hecher mensch, to be a person with a higher level of tshuka, a higher level of desires and wishes, a higher level of dreams, that a person could do. And that's the tenufa of the Levim. And Zokt, the Rambam, Le'alevim Bulvad, to be a hecher mensch. I once heard from Reb El Yishvei, he spoke in Tarav Adas at the Shloshim of Reb Yaakov. Reb El Yishvei said about Reb Yaakov that Rabbi Yaakov once saw a boy who came from Russia who had become a Ben Torah. Rabbi Yaakov said to Rav Elia, he said, when this bachur came, I gave him a kiss. And Rabbi Yaakov said, who knows, maybe from that kiss, he became a Ben Torah. I don't know exactly what Rabbi Yaakov meant. But Rabbi Yaakov gave a young boy from Russia a kiss who came to America, came to a new land. Rabbi Yaakov's kiss was a tenufa. He gave him a kiss. God of Israel kissed me. He lifted him up. He gave him the ambition to be a hecher, a mensch. That's the lifting of Aaron HaKayin. And so, one vart from Rav Shor on Loma Nigara, and one vart from Rav Shor on Tenufa Salavim. I have a question. We'll call it the question of the week. We say about the Levim, the Levi doesn't get a portion there at Yisrael. Why Hashem will nachla say? We read the Pesukim, it says, yeah, he's got to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Since he works in the Beis HaMikdash, he has no chelik in Eretz Yisrael. I don't get it. I'm a Levi. Mashiach will come soon. I'll be part of the 24 Mishmarim. It'll be the week of my Mishmar. And that week, the days of the week will be divided among the families in my Mishmar, the Batei Av. And one of those days of that week will be my day. I'll do the Avodah. 24 weeks later, it'll happen again. I guess 2 days a year. I don't understand. Hashem unachlasais, you don't get a chelik. Why are you busy being a Levi? I'm busy being a Levi. 2 days a year. For 2 days a year, you don't give me a chelik. Yisrael, what's going on? What's pshat? A question of the week. I might add that the Levi understands it's his job to be a hecher, a mensch. You can't do that just 2 days. You need 24 weeks to prepare for that day, to make it to that day, to get there, that you need 24 weeks. Gewaldig. What a parasha. Beautiful parasha. So many